So joining me now on the air today is Mr. Todd Steenberg in a Barron County High School in the Barron County, a representative of the Barron County Alumni Association. So thanks for joining us today, Mr. Steenberg.
Well, thank you, Luke, for having me.
So today we're going to talk about the Barron County Hall of Distinguished Honor. That event's coming up there at the beginning of June on the first Saturday of the month. You want to talk about that today?
Sure. This is always an exciting time to honor new inductees into the Hall of Honor. We've been doing this since 2007.
Right.
And we have another class that's coming up with some excellent folks who will be new members in this Hall of Honor.
Right. I believe there's six of them on the list to be added to the Hall of Honor for this ceremony. So tell us who those are.
Yes, there are six quality individuals. Mr. Ronnie Doyle is going to be inducted, and Mr. Doyle has had a career in education for many, many years. He graduated Edmondson County and went to Warren County first to teach and then came to Barron County. He was principal of Red Cross, and many people will remember him as the director of pupil personnel. And he held that position for a number of years, and after retiring has worked at Mammoth Cave National Park as a ranger and was just very influential in the community, especially the Park City community where he lived. And good to see him being honored in the Hall of Honor. Michael Goodman, a graduate of 2006 at Barron County High School. Let me rephrase that. Dr. Michael Goodman, graduate of Barron County High School in the class of 2006. I was privileged to have him as a student, and he was an exceptional student. And after graduating from the high school with the Kentucky Commonwealth Diploma, he went on to bigger and better things. He was part of Governor Scholars and then went to the University of Kentucky on a presidential scholarship and earned his undergraduate degree, and was always interested in science, among other things. And after graduating at UK, he continued his career at Vanderbilt University, graduating with a PhD. He is currently a staff scientist at Vanderbilt and has worked on numerous research projects searching for cures and treatments for major diseases. One of the major things he's working on now is to develop a therapeutic agent to treat Charcot-Marie tooth disease. He is just doing all sorts of great work. He also worked at Mammoth Cave National Park in his off season, and was a park ranger there. He has strong ties to the community, loves the outdoors, and has a heart for Barron County schools, and it's good to see a distinguished individual like Dr. Michael Goodman be honored in the Hall of Honor.
It sounds like the park ranger serving as a park ranger at Mammoth Cave in their off time is a common theme in Mr. Doyle and Mr. Goodman.
It is for our first two members. That's true. I don't think that's the case for the others, that's a common thing there. Eugene Maxwell, class of 1988, and he earned a Bachelor of Arts with a double major in History and Government from Western, and then went on to be involved in a number of things, working with the military. He was a combat medic in the Kentucky Army National Guard. Traveled throughout the country serving in that post, and he also spent 14 years with the 1st 623rd Field Artillery on assignment in three separate involvements, including Operation Iraqi Freedom. And then after that, he was selected for the Kentucky State Police, where he worked at three different posts before retiring. And upon retiring, he didn't really retire. He went on active duty at the National Guard Bureau the National Guard Bureau headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, and was very involved in that unit. number of accomplishments that we honor Eugene Maxwell for. And he currently is involved with NORAD. I'm not sure if he is on the Santa tracker or not. I'd like to ask him that. Yeah. But he is a notable individual that will be honored. Everyone in our community knows Judge Micah Wood Pence. She is a member of the 2002 class at Barron County High School. She has deep roots in Barron County, all her family involved in a number of ways. She received her bachelor's at Georgetown College and then went on to UK to receive her law degree. Her experience has really involved working with the needs of children and families in the area. In 2018, she and two other local attorneys opened the first all-female law firm in Barron County. That's a very notable honor.
That is.
And then she went on to where she currently serves as the Circuit Court Judge of the 43rd Circuit and was reelected to this position in 2022. She's involved in a number of local, state, and national organizations to help reform our laws to better serve children. And she lives in the community with her husband and son, and it's going to be exciting to see Judge Pence honored in the Barron County Hall of Honor. Dr. Stephen Ragel, a member of the 1992 graduating class at Barron County High School. He was a notable student, attended Georgetown College, University of Kentucky College of Medicine, and he completed emergency medicine residency at UK Med Center in the early 2000s. He has had several administrative positions, namely in Tennessee, and has worked in medical care there. One notable thing about Dr. Stephen Ragel, when he was in Barron County Schools, he not only experienced academic success, but he found success on the basketball court. He was a member of the 1,000 Point Club. Stephen currently resides in Nashville, and Dr. Ragel will be among the honorees. And finally, William Robert Bud Terry, a notable Barron County alumni member who is still involved in the Alumni Association.
I just want to say it's no stranger if you've been involved in Barron County schools here in recent years. It's still strange name.
Not at all. And he is very well known. He started at Heisville School before graduating from Temple Hill High School in 1963. He achieved a degree in history and physical education from Western Kentucky University and went back to his alma mater where he taught for many years. And during that process, he was also drafted into the U.S. Army and had a tour of duty in Vietnam in 1971 specifically. So he is a veteran and a decorated veteran. We're proud of Bud for his accomplishments there. Bud continued his education at Western, completing a master's degree in health and safety and rank one in school administration after teaching a number of years at Temple Hill. He moved to the Barron County Central Office as Director of Pupil Transportation and Facilities. And during his tenure as Director of Facilities, Barron County Schools underwent a $30 million expansion and remodeling phase. We can appreciate much of how our elementary schools look today, thanks to his leadership during that time period. Bud officially retired in 2010 after 41 and a half years of service in education, only to return as an interim director of pupil transportation, and he is still helping Barron County Schools out in a notable way. He has been active in other organizations involved with education and the community, such as the Temple Hill Lions Club, and Barron County Fair has appreciated the work of Bud Terry in leadership and that involvement over the years. 4-H, another organization that Bud is proud to help with. He is married to Paula Terry, who is the Barron County Extension Agent for 4-H Youth Development, and they have a daughter, Miranda. Bud Terry will be joining the Hall of Honor, and we are glad to have these six distinguished individuals part of the class of 2023.
That is definitely a great group of six individuals that are definitely distinguished and worthy to be in this inducted in this Hall of Honor. So just to recap one more time, that's June 3rd, and that begins at 6 p.m., correct?
6 p.m. There will be a reception at 5:30 in the lobby of the auditorium, and then the program will move inside the auditorium at Barron County High School, and the six new members will be honored.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us today and letting us talk about this.
Thank you, Luke. Glad to be here.
Thank you.